Welcome back to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. It's Wednesday, July 21st. I'm your host, Brian Venois. Bristol Bay's 2021 run is the largest on record at 63.2 million fish. So far, 2021's total has outpaced the 2018 record by about 300,000 fish. Between all the rivers, 24.55 million salmon have escaped, the third largest escapement since Fish and Game began counting all the way back in 1952. Coming up tonight, we take a look at Bristol Bay's biggest run on record.
Breaking these records since the commercial fishery has begun is just a real testament to the stewardship for thousands of years that our people, you know, have taken very seriously that responsibility.
Fishermen now have a place to log their observation of climate change in an app, and we get to hear from some of the creators.
What we heard a lot about is climate being very much a top concern and how climate is and will be, continue to be, impacting fisheries and fisheries management and businesses.
And while Bristol Bay might have hauled in record catches of sockeye this season, some other areas of the state are paying more per pound.
Other regions are much smaller, especially for sockeye, but also, you know, the total value of other species. Right now, over half of all the salmon caught in Alaska have been sockeye in Bristol Bay.
Bristol Bay's base price in context. All that and more on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Now for the numbers. As mentioned earlier, Bristol Bay broke its record for the largest run ever to return to the bay, with a cumulative total of 63.22 million fish and rising. So far, 2021's total has outpaced the 2018 record by about 300,000 fish and surpassed the 1980 run by about 700,000 fish. The Naknek-Quijac District took in over half the bay-wide harvest yesterday and broke the Ugashik Fleet's harvest lead streak with a whopping 178,000 fish this late in the season. Yesterday's bay-wide harvest total was 350,000 fish, with a season total of about 38.67 million. Escapement around the bay was just under 100,000 fish, and in all, 24.55 million salmon have escaped in the rivers across the bay, the third largest escapement since Fish and Game started counting in 1952. The Nushagak District's harvest continues to drop as more fishermen call it a season. 44,000 fish were caught yesterday for a cumulative total of 17.57 million. That's the district's second largest harvest on record after 2018. Drift deliveries were about the same as the day before, with an average of 222 sockeye. District-wide escapement was just 26,800, less than half that of the day before. The total escapement for the district is 9.76 million fish, pushing that record escapement that much further. The Nushagak River continues to decline. Only about 6,000 sockeye passed the sonar yesterday, the lowest count since June 22nd. A total of 4.6 million sockeye have escaped up the Nushagak so far. Chinook escapement is the lowest since Fish and Game started counting in mid-June. Just 17 Chinook swam up the river yesterday, for a season total of almost 54,000, about 1,000 fish below the minimum escapement goal. Yesterday's chum run actually saw a little late season bump, as around 1,000 fish swam up the river. The chum total is 124,400. The Wood River's escapement is also rapidly slowing. Only 12,600 fish swam past the tower yesterday, with another 1,100 fish passing as of 6 a.m. this morning. The Wood's total escapement is at 4.2 million. The Yakushik's run has also slowed. 8,200 fish swam upriver yesterday, and another 2,200 escaped as of 6 a.m. this morning. The Yakushik's escapement is at 822,000. And over in the Togiak district, yesterday the fleet saw 20,000 fish get caught in their nets, bringing the season total harvest to 320,000. Togiak's escapement saw a steep drop yesterday as the tower counted only 8,000 fish, with another 800 this morning. Cumulative escapement there is 121,000. And the Naknek-Quidjak district saw the largest harvest by far yesterday. 178,000 salmon were caught by fisher folk. The season's cumulative harvest is now 8.44 million. The average number of fish per drift delivery more than tripled previous day's low hauls. The average drift delivery brought in 584 salmon. 24,000 fish did make it past all the nets out there to make it upriver. The season total is just about 10.71 million escaped salmon between the district's rivers. The district's total run for the year so far is just below 18.62 million fish. The Naknek River was the district's big winner, pulling in more than half of the day's escapement with 11,800 fish. Cumulative escapement for the Naknek is 2.72 million. 8,400 fish made it up the Quijak River, bringing that season total to 4.52 million. And the Alagnak River saw the fewest fish in the district, about a third of the previous day's escapement. Only 3,600 fish made it past the counting tower for a cumulative total of 2.92 million salmon. The Igigik fleet caught 43,000 fish yesterday, with an average drift delivery of 328 sockeye. The district's total harvest so far is 7.71 million salmon. 5,556 salmon made their way up the river past the counting tower, and the total escapement for the river is just above 1.8 million fish now. The total run for the Igigik district is 9.51 million salmon. Yugashik fishermen lost their streak of taking home the most salmon every day in the bay. They harvested 65,000 fish yesterday, and Yugashik's cumulative harvest is 4.66 million fish. The river did, however, have the highest escapement in the bay yesterday, as 34,000 fish swam by the counting tower. The district's escapement comes to 2.69 million fish this season, with the total run to date 7.36 million. Over at the Chignik River Weir, 6,800 sockeye passed through with 24 Chinook salmon. As of 9 a.m. this morning, 2,800 sockeye passed and 6 Chinook passed through. A total of 342,000 sockeye have escaped up the Chignik River so far this season. The early run sits at 251,000 and the late run is at 91,000. The Chinook counts up the Chignik River is 565. Area M saw a dramatic drop in harvest once more yesterday. 40,000 sockeye were caught for a total of nearly 5.57 million of that species. 187 pinks were caught. The total holds just below 3.56 million. 102 chums were caught for a total harvest of 949,000. 12 coho were caught. That species total is 31,830. And 3 chinook were caught for a total harvest of 7,981. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with you here on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report in just a moment.
Support for KDLG comes from Trident Seafoods, harvesting and processing wild Alaska seafood for over 40 years. More on Trident Seafoods at tridentseafoods.com.
And we're back on this beautiful Wednesday evening. Before we dive in, we have a request for everyone who stayed with us on the air here this summer. Tell us what you think of the show. It helps with funding and allows us to plan for even better season next year. You can email us at fish@kdlg.org and let us know what you think. Bristol Bay's 2021 sockeye run is the largest on record. 63.2 million fish have returned to the bay, breaking the 2018 record of 62.9 million. This is the fourth time since they began counting in 1952 that the bay's run has surpassed 60 million fish. Alon Hurley is a commercial fisherman from Dillingham and the executive director of the United Tribes of Bristol Bay. She says it's an exciting time to be here.
breaking these records since the commercial fishery has begun is just a real testament to the stewardship for thousands of years that our people, you know, have taken very seriously that responsibility.
Tim Sands is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's area management biologist for the west side of the fishery. He says the new record shows Bristol Bay's sockeye management is working.
I think it's a shining beacon of sustainable management. You know, we've been prosecuting the commercial salmon fishery in Bristol Bay for 1884, and we're still able to set records on total run, and I think that speaks to the escapement-based management that we use, and it's great.
The Nishigak District also set several records this season. Sands says the overall record is largely attributed to the district.
We're ahead of the forecast in large part because the Nishigak District produced 12 million more fish than was expected. So that's the big difference maker. Obviously, Ugashik is above forecast as well. But the 12 million sockeye from the Nishigak, the big driver here.
Fishermen there broke the district's record for the daily catch 2 days in a row. They hauled in 1.7 million fish on June 30 and 1.8 million on July 1st. The Nishigak district's escapement is also the largest on record, as 9.7 million fish swam upriver, surpassing the 2018 count of 9.5 million. The district's run of 27.2 million fish is the second largest on record, behind the 2018 record of 33 million. Other species haven't been as prolific. The Nishigak River's Chinook run has yet to meet the minimum escapement of 55,000 kings. It would be the third season in a row where the Chinook run fell below the minimum goal. Bristol Bay's enormous sockeye run stands in stark contrast to salmon returns in other areas of the state. The sockeye and Chinook runs to the Chignik River are extremely low for the fourth year in a row. And as chum and Chinook returns to the Yukon River hit record lows, people there are struggling to get enough fish for even subsistence. And for our next story, fishermen have observed changes in ocean ecosystems for years, but there was no one place to record all of these observations. This summer, a new mobile app will gather observations from commercial fishermen on the water to bridge the gap between what they see and what scientists need to know. KDLG's Stephanie Malterich reports.
Katie Birch is a commercial fisherman who set nets each summer on the Ugashik River. Several years ago, she noticed water temperatures in the Ugashik were warming, so she started to monitor them on her boat.
In 2019, we had a lot of dead fish, pre-spawn fish, die in Ugashik rivers because the river was too warm, so that really got me going on trying to, kind of start monitoring that because it seemed like our river and the Ugashik River were very susceptible, like more susceptible than other places, and so I really wanted to try and get a handle on that.
She's continued to document and report her observations, but she says it's not always easy to find the right scientists to communicate her data to on pollock, whales, or seabirds.
I take note of a lot of biological changes I see, but then the problem is you have to find the right person to report it to, and you end up making 6 phone calls and you just get passed around.
This summer, a new app called Skipper Science aims to bridge the gap between fishermen and scientists. Fishermen can log climate change observations on the water that will upload to a large database accessible by scientists. Dr. Lauren Devine and Lindsay Bloom collaborated to bring the app to life. Devine is the director of ecosystems conservation for the Aleut community of St. Paul Island. Bloom is the campaign strategist for Salmon State, an advocacy organization based in Juneau. The Skipper Science app is rooted in Devine's previous environmental monitoring projects with tribal communities. She says Skipper Science is a well-known field in other Arctic countries where it's common for fishermen to partner with researchers.
So we created Skipper Science to be a tool that fishermen in Alaska could use to contribute scientific observations, but also local and traditional knowledge and observations to a single location database where all of that could be compiled and used to help advocate for healthy oceans and sustainable futures for our local communities.
Bloom's work with Salmon State helps commercial fishermen strategize how to bring their voices, perspective, and stories to decision makers in the policy world. For the past 3 years, she's conducted large surveys to learn more about the environmental concerns facing commercial fishermen.
What we heard a lot about is climate being very much a top concern, and how climate is and will be, continue to be, impacting fisheries and fisheries management and businesses.
So far, 100 fishermen have downloaded the app and are documenting their observations out on the water. For those who didn't download the app prior to setting sail, they can still document observations on paper and upload them when they return. Bloom notes several national organizations, such as the National Weather Service and entities within NOAA, are excited about Skipper Science. Elizabeth Sidden is a fisheries research biologist with NOAA's Alaska Fisheries Science Center. She leads the Southern Bering Sea Integrated Ecosystem Survey and connects ecosystem science to management. Sidden recently learned about the Skipper Science app.
We've had occasional connections with people who might have an observation that, you know, sort of eventually filters down or finds its way to me. And we're always, you know, super excited. But the Skipper Science app certainly sounds like a centralized resource that's easier, sort of a win-win on both ends.
Sidden believes local observations are invaluable, and she plans to incorporate the observations from Skipper Science into her ecosystems report later this year. Fisherman Katie Birch continues to make observations this summer. She hasn't tried the app yet, but she's excited about its potential.
You know, we think that we're out here all the time and we see weird stuff. We just think, well, everybody knows there was pollock floating around that year, right? Well, they don't. Like, the getting the information back to the people who are actually working on those things is pretty few and far between. And so I think people's information is valuable.
Divine and Bloom haven't started sifting through the data yet, but they will have more information about the app's success in the fall when fishermen return from a summer on the water. In Dillingham, I'm Stephanie Maltrich.
And our last story for today. Two major processors have set a base price of $1.25 for Bristol Bay sockeye, Peter Pan, and OBI. But in other parts of the state, that price is higher. Fish Radio reported that major buyers are paying $1.45 to $1.50 per pound for sockeye in Kodiak and $1.75 in Southeast. Dan Lesh is a fisheries consultant for the McKinley Research Group. He spoke to a northern Southeast gillnet fisherman who said that the base price is now $2 per pound for sockeye there. KDLG's Izzy Ross spoke with Lesh, who said that's in line with the trend of increasing value in sockeye markets over the last month.
It looks like Bristol Bay's base price is going to be around $1.25 per pound of sockeye this year. And I wanted to check in with you and see how this fits in the context of this season.
Yeah, I think it's nice to see a little bit more information flowing about prices this summer. I mean, we know that Peter Pan started out at $1.10 and now OBI and Peter Pan and maybe others have a higher price, which sort of matches what has been happening in the seafood market, especially for sockeye. A strengthening market where sales are going well and demand is remaining strong and growing.
Peter Pan announced a base price of $1.10 in June, and OBI recently announced that its base price would be $1.25. Peter Pan matched that. But in other parts of the state, base prices for sockeye are higher, actually. And I wanted to check in and see, you know, what your thoughts were on that, what and why you think that might be.
Yeah, I think when we're talking about the value of Alaska's salmon harvest, Bristol Bay sockeye really is the story, and other regions are much smaller, especially for sockeye, but also, you know, the total value of other species. Right now, over half of all the salmon caught in Alaska have been sockeye in Bristol Bay. So, you know, comparing across the different regions has certain limitations around, you know, fish size can be different. Obviously, the volumes are different. If you're catching so many fish, like in Bristol Bay, your main concern is being able to sell it all, process it all, and get it to market. Other areas, there's more of a mixed species element where you might be targeting different species and catching others along with them. I have heard in Southeast, for instance, which is a small region in the state for sockeye, that base prices are around $2 a pound.
So you're saying this has to do a little bit more with supply and demand of sockeye in a given area?
I'm not sure I could wrap it up to a simple statement. Each processor has their own cost structures and their markets that they're targeting, and the fisheries are pretty different. My main point was that what's happening in Bristol Bay with sockeye, that's the bulk of the market. So that's the main player. especially for Sauk, the other regions are sort of ancillary to what's going on in Bristol Bay. So that those cost structures are more, I think, reflective of the market, because that's where the bulk of the fish are caught.
Well, thanks so much for taking a couple minutes to talk and being flexible about the interview time, Dan. I appreciate it.
Support for KDLG comes from Crowley, proudly fueling business and industry across Alaska, including Bristol Bay Fisheries, with a full range of commercial marine fuels and on and offshore fueling. Details at crowley.com/Bristol Bay.
That's just about it for tonight's show. We're going to take a look at the marine weather forecast in Bristol Bay tonight. Starting here in Bristol Bay, it's a west wind 20 knots, seas at 4 feet. Tomorrow, Thursday, west wind 20 knots, seas upping to 5 feet. From Port Hyde to Cape Sarachuk, there's a west wind at 20 knots, seas at 6 feet. And tomorrow, Thursday, northwest wind at 20 knots, seas calming to 5 feet. Looking at the tides for Clark's Point in Nishigak Bay, that low tide's bottoming out at 7:27 of negative 2.67 feet. The high tidal peak at 2:03 a.m. of 21¾ feet. Over at the Naknek River entrance, the low tide's at 8 p.m. tonight of negative 2.34 feet. The high tide peak's at 2:22 a.m. of 22.8 feet. And over in Igigik, that low tide bottoms 6:21 p.m., negative 2.67 feet. High tide rises and turns back around 1:11 a.m. of just under 18 feet. For your messages to the fleet, we have an encrypted shout-out for a certain fisherman on the Igigik Fishing District. It's been 208 days since you walked into my friend's wine bar and changed my life forever, but Bristol Bay took you away from me, and now it's been 43 long painful days since I felt your warm embrace. God willing, it will only be 7 more nights until we are reunited again in our sweet home in Carmel by the Sea. That's 158 hours and 5 minutes, but who's counting? And that's it for Messages to the Fleet. The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible with the generous support of our underwriters and generous donations from fishermen and the fishing fleet, just like you. We appreciate it and we need it. In Dillingham, I'm Brian Venmar. Good night, be fishing. See you back here tomorrow.